This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement for the program are pretty simple, because we're pretty simple. First and foremost, if you want to communicate, you want to email, you can simply, the email address is michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Or if you want to send me a text message, which is easier, and text messages don't tend to get lost in an overflowing inbox of emails. Just text to this number, 33103, 33103, and text the word Mike and your message to that number, 33103. I was reading through them during the break. Really, really good comments. I really do appreciate it. And then second, if you want to follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you want to download the podcast, you want to see some of the stories that we post up, you want to get some swag from the program, you simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Yeah, that's it. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So here's what I want to do this hour. Here's our roadmap for the third hour. I want to finish the World Economic Forum. And the reason I'm spending probably a little more time than usual on this subject is it goes back to the beginning of last hour, trying to change your mind a little bit about the constant use of the term elitist with respect to these people who go to Davos and talk about this dumbassery that they talk about. Instead, I want to use the term influencer, because whether you like these people or not is irrelevant. They're influencers, meaning that they will come back from Davos and all of the crap that they spewed, all of the bovine feces that you heard from them, that, and you've heard snippets of on this program, they come back to this country. They go back to their countries, wherever they're from, and they start converting that into public policy. And that's why we have to pay attention to what they say. Now, I mean, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's fun, and it's hilarious because we know how outrageously stupid it is. But you have to be cautionary, because they're true believers. This is a religion. Whether it's their form of socialism or Marxism or communism, whether it's their form of climate change or global warming or global cooling, whatever their topic is, for these people it is a religion, and it's a religious belief. Doesn't make you, it's like asking me about my faith. My faith is my faith. Now, can I give you some facts? Yeah, I can give you some facts. I can show you some artifacts, and I can show you some correlations between stories in the gospel and, you know, facts on the ground over here in Israel somewhere. Yeah, I can do that. But my faith is my belief. Well, the same is true for them. It's just that their faith, their belief, their religion is going to take away my freedom. Going to take away your freedom. This is where we pay attention to it. So at the end of the last hour, we're listening to Al Gore talk about how he used to go back decades and show photographs. He's got, which I find fascinating. He's sitting there using, they're in a, if you've never been to Davos, it's just this not really the most beautiful place in Switzerland, but it's not ugly, and there's really no ugly place in Switzerland. But it's cold. Yeah, it's cold right now. It's all around this area, ski resorts. Funny, they seem pretty cozy. How does that happen? Wood-burning stoves? Are they burning cow patties, cow manure? Is it solar? I don't think so because it's cloudy outside. Is it wind? I don't see any windmills. I don't see any wind turbines. Must be coal, natural gas, or nuclear. Yeah, nuclear energy. So there they are, all warm and cozy, talking about how they're going to change the world. John Kerry, they're a select few. They're the chosen ones. So here's, to paint the picture for you, Al Gore's getting ready to give his lecture. He's got his PowerPoint up, and he's getting ready, and he's got a picture. And it's like your local weather forecaster. Your local weather forecaster, if you live in California, they're showing a low pressure coming off from Hawaii, and it's going to spread this water, and you're going to have rain. Now, if you're in California, and you've been living through the drought, you might be tired of the rain, but guess what? It's good for you. Yes, you're alleviating your drought. Here in Colorado, where I'm broadcasting from Freedom 93.7, Real News, Real Talk, we're experiencing snowfall, and the snowpack is in almost all places, in all the different basins. It's way beyond 100% above average. So our drought and our water supply for the coming spring, summer, and fall months is going to be pretty damn good. Now, I'm kind of sick of the snow, but I'm grateful for the moisture. California probably should be, too. If you're not, slap yourself. Come on. So he's showing this low-pressure system moving from Hawaii over to California, and he refers to it as a river of water. Okay. Is that supposed to be bad? What's wrong with a river of water? Here we go. Take a listen.
All the horrible damage that's being done around the world. I've only selected eight or ten of them here. I used to go back, years ago there was this, decades ago there was this. I can do it just last week and now, or yesterday. And actually in California, this is an atmospheric river from Hawaii, 2,500 kilometers to California.
So 2,500 kilometers from Hawaii to California. And it's an atmospheric river of water. Yeah, that's what low-pressure systems do. That's what your weatherman, that's what your meteorologist on your local weather station is going to tell you. If you're listening in, Miami, somewhere in Miami, or even Tampa, St. Pete, wherever you're listening down in Florida, your meteorologist talks all the time about low-pressure systems coming off the Horn of Africa. If you're listening in Houston at our sister station KTRH down in Houston, if you're listening down there, you know your meteorologist talk all the time about low-pressure systems moving into the Gulf of Mexico and how it's going to bring rain and everything to the greater Houston area, maybe even up as far as Austin. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, or California. He might as well be the weatherman right now.
This is the moisture that it contains. And the reason it contains that much moisture is that we're trapping as much extra heat with the greenhouse gases as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every 24 hours on the Earth.
Prove it. 600,000 Hiroshima-type bombs being exploded, what was it, every 24 hours?
Would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every 24 hours.
Yeah, every 24 hours. 600,000 atomic bombs going off every 24 hours. You know what? I don't know this for a fact. Maybe you can fact check me on this. Somebody want to fact check me? I bet volcanoes erupting probably do, in fact, whatever the volcano was erupting in Hawaii. Anybody remember that one just recently? I bet it was a million Hiroshimas every 24 hours. Yeah, Mother Nature's the worst polluter of all.
On the Earth. And 93% of it goes into the ocean, and it's boiling the oceans. That's a metaphorical phrase, but it's not far off.
It's boiling the oceans. That's a metaphorical phrase, but it's not far off. Yes. I am, my body is the perfect example of the male human form. Well, I mean that metaphorically, but you know, almost. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
And the water vapor is increasing quite dramatically, and so these atmospheric rivers are much larger now, and you get these rain bombs.
Rain bombs. You get rain bombs, everybody. Listen to the choice of words. Because all they can do is, with hyperbole, try to impose fear every opportunity they have. You think I'm kidding?
Summer was the hottest in Europe here in Switzerland. It was the hottest year ever recorded in history, along with all these other countries, Germany, China, etc.
Switzerland had the hottest summer ever. You must be having the coldest winter ever either, Al, because not only are you wearing a sport coat, but you got a really kind of geeky little sweater vest under it, with covering up your tie and underneath your sport coat. Are you cold? You got thermal socks on?
And speaking of China, the heat wave in China was the hottest, worst heat wave in recorded history.
In recorded history? Oh. Well, but what about all of the heat waves before recorded history? Because we can study that and know that it actually exists. It's all just so much BS. It's absolutely unbelievable. Let me tell you what's not BS. And that is, if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against an attack on you personally or a family member, but you're uncomfortable carrying a gun. I'm totally comfortable doing that, but some people aren't. If you're not comfortable, I want you to learn about Hero's non-lethal products. Hero is the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. And now the absolutely fantastic product called the Arrow. These are non-lethal guns that shoot high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder and a pepper gel. And it hits your assailant, your attacker, and causes them incredible pain, non-lethal, but they just drop to the ground. They're in such pain. They're screaming and writhing in pain. That gives you time to escape. You call 911, and it's non-lethal. Both of these products are concealable. You don't need a carry permit. I have one. My wife has one. I've bought them for friends and family. I want you to get one today for yourself or for someone that you know that wants to defend themselves but is uncomfortable using a firearm. Go to this website, hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com, and check out these products. Put in a coupon code, Brown, my last name, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Now, when we get back, let's move on to some other things besides climate that's been talked about, not just in the World Economic Forum, but in the context of Joe Biden and what he's doing with classified documents. Yeah. Seems like it's a Trump story, but it's a Biden story. That's next. Don't go away.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Got a scathing text message from somebody because they heard those sound bites before. Yeah, well, some people haven't. Other people have. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by simply going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So the President of the United States of America is caught in this whole document scandal. And the timeline of the scandal and the timeline of this story is really important. And the overarching reason why we're now hearing this story is probably even more important. And that is that the Democrat structure, the Democrat establishment has decided that Joe Biden is not going to be the 2024 nominee, despite his desire to be, and his teasing that, yes, he will be. He will not be. And so, the establishment has to take him down. And this is the way they do it. And they're very good at putting little drips and drabs of this story out. But what I want to do is I want to consolidate all. And I want to consolidate all of it into just the salient points that show just how corrupt the Biden family is. You take classified documents away from either the secure facility in which you're reading them, say the White House or the old executive office building. You can actually take a top secret special compartmented information, a TSSCI document, and a staffer can take that from whatever agency is delivering it to you, and they can take it to your office in the West Wing, or they can take it to your office in the old executive office building, and you can lay it on your desk and you can read it. And you can leave it laying on your desk while you take a phone call or you go to the restroom, because that facility is secure. And if you're the president or vice president, nobody's going to get access to your desk except those who already have clearances to see those documents themselves. But that's not what occurred here. The documents, which have to do with China, Russia, and Ukraine, and those three we know about, others we don't, are put in two places. An office on K Street in Washington, D.C., after he leaves office as vice president. It's the University of Pennsylvania Biden Center for Diplomacy and something, global affairs or whatever. Do you know who the director of that little think tank that never did anything was, that Biden made $1 million off? Antony Blinken. Does that name ring a bell? Yeah, the Secretary of State. He was the director of that University of Pennsylvania Biden School of Global Affairs and Diplomacy. So he must have known the documents were there. And some documents were put in a bank in bankers' boxes and put in Biden's Delaware home in Wilmington in the garage where his beloved Stingray was. Then, sometime during the course of his non-office tenure, 4 years out of 50-some years, some of the documents get moved. Some from the garage back to D.C., some from D.C. back to the garage. Why? And who moved them? Why were they moved? Which documents were moved? Because that in and of itself shows that someone presumptively was reading those documents. And presumptively someone needed to see those documents. Who? Was it one of the businessmen, the Chinese businessmen that Hunter Biden was making millions of dollars from? Was it from one of the Ukrainian oligarchs that he was making money from? Was it from one of his Burisma cohorts that he was making money from? Was it somebody from the Russian oligarch that he was working with? Him? Who was it? They won't say a word. And they won't say a word because they know it's the death knell for this presidency. The absolute death knell. And now the lawyers have stepped in, and the lawyers said they discovered the document. Why were the lawyers in the garage or in that office? And what did Biden have to say about it? Because what he had to say about it while he was in California is fascinating. He reads from a note card. You'll hear that next.
Did you know 1 in 4 vet visits involve skin and coat issues? And 70% of your pet's immune system is based in their gut? DinoVite Nutritional Supplement has key nutrients for your pet's digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for dogs by using code DOG at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate it. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. I'll read all. In fact, I was just reading through all the text messages. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Go to this website to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Download the podcast. Buy some swag. Find out where the closest affiliate is. You can listen to the program. Do all of that on this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So Biden's out in California, and he's standing with Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who desperately wants to be the next president of the United States. And a reporter asked the president about the documents. Now, he's flustered because he gets asked the question. But then, as a lot of presidents are prone to do, he's giving a speech with the use of a speech box in which the speech is prepared, it's outlined, it's in large font where he can read it. But there's also a little folder over here. You've seen three-ring binders. And over here on the side is a little pocket where you can stash stuff. When he's asked the question, he stumbles around for a moment to get a note card out of that little pocket.
Back in November before the big time.
Hang on. Okay, look.
So the reporter asks about the documents. He gets mad. He throws his hand up, his hand, palm outwards toward the reporter, kind of pushing her back figuratively, basically saying, shut up, I don't want to talk about this. And then...
As we found the handful,
and he's stumbling, trying to find the note card. As we found, and then he finds the note card and starts to read.
Documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating and looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
Thank you. And walks away. There's no there there. Walks away. But the most important part of that is I have no regrets. Really? Huh. You have been found to have top secret classified documents in your garage, in next to your beloved Corvette, and you have no regrets. You don't regret that. Even if it was a mistake, you don't regret that. Hey, you know, I regret that we inadvertently ended up with these documents. But hey, we're doing everything, so you know, we're cooperating. The "I have no regrets" statement is what the media and you should be focused on. I have no regrets. Because if you have no regrets, you really don't care about it, do you? Here's the take from the White House press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Here's what she says.
What does the president mean when he said no regrets? Because he's also said he takes very seriously the handling of classified documents. So I'm unclear what he means about no regrets. So
that's a great question. Kudos to this reporter. What does he mean he has no regrets when he's told us in the past that he cares deeply about national security and the proper handling of top secret classified information? So how can you have no regrets on the one hand when you've been caught with documents just sitting in a storage box in your garage? And on the other hand, you say, I take this very seriously. What's her answer?
I'm not going to comment further from what the president has said yesterday. I think he laid out his thoughts. He was asked about it. He laid out his thoughts of whatever question he was asked. I'm not going to get into specifics, or I'm not going to go beyond what the president has said. But I will reiterate from here and basically what he said to all of you many times at this point, that he does indeed take classified information. And seriously, he does indeed take classified documents. Seriously, I'm just not going to go beyond that. I would refer you to the White House Counsel's Office for any specifics on the president's comments or how the process is moving forward.
You know, the other thing that people kind of gloss over, they focus on the fact that she keeps referring everyone to either the Department of Justice or to the White House Counsel's Office. When we now know that it was the White House Counsel's Office that somehow got involved with the president's personal lawyers when they discovered the documents. And now the White House press secretary is referring all questions to White House counsel, which seems to have been involved in the mishandling of these documents. But nobody asked that question. Nobody wants to ask the question, what was the role of the White House counsel in the discovery or the handling of these documents once the president's personal lawyers, why are all these lawyers involved? Once the personal lawyers discovered them and they were turned over to or notified the National Archives about the documents, what was the role of the White House counsel? And why do you keep referring back to the White House counsel when they're not going to answer any questions? They're in an awkward position to begin with. This whole issue of the documents is problematic for several reasons. First, let me just say this about classification. There's way too much classification of documents at the federal level. It's way too easy for some little bureaucrat that has a clearance to write a memo and then just mark it as either confidential or as secret or as top secret or as top secret special compartmented information or as something to do with a SAP, a special access program. It's way too easy for them to do that. There are no limits on them doing that. Yeah, you know what? I just want anybody else to read this. I'm going to mark it as secret or top secret. There's too much classification. Too many things. There's no thought process that goes into, should this really be classified? Should this really be kept from the American public? Is this really something that if it was exposed somehow would harm national security? Or is it being classified because you're still in a predetermination mode, meaning you're still having just discussions about it, and you just want to mark it so that it's not discoverable by anyone? It's that problem. And then it's the whole problem of, why can't we see some of these things? Nobody ever asks, for example, can you turn the documents over to, say, I don't know, let's say the House Oversight Committee, and have the House Oversight Committee review the documents, or give them back to the originator, the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, or the CIA, or the NSA, or the DOD, or the Department of Energy, whoever created the documents, particularly the documents are in question, and have someone review them, and see whether or not they really do need to remain classified. Now, that doesn't take away the foul that the president committed by putting them in his garage or in the University of Pennsylvania Biden office. That foul has occurred and can't go away. But they could mitigate the foul by having whoever the originator is look at the documents and say, you know what, on review, there's nothing in here that we shouldn't keep from the American public. Show us the documents. Show us what they say. And if you don't, at least give us a reason why the exposure of the documents would be a danger to national security. Absent doing that, we have speculation, innuendo, all these lawyers, everybody's pointing their finger at one another, and now the president's reading from a note card saying, you know what, I don't really have any regrets about any of this, and there's nothing, there's no there there, and quit asking me these questions, and let's move on to the next thing. Yeah, that doesn't fly. It just doesn't fly. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com to follow me on social media platforms. When we get back, a few quick stories that kind of broke over yesterday that I think we ought to at least mention. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Now, I've told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Lighty.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate all of you folks listening all over the country. Appreciate the text messages, the emails, the follows on Twitter and Instagram, all of that. I really do. I want to talk very quickly about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because this week, the New York Times ran an opinion piece. Now, opinion pieces of the New York Times are carefully crafted by people who generally reflect the cultural and political beliefs of the New York Times. It's not often that you get a opinion piece that goes against the grain of where the New York Times stands. This one did. Rose Wong, penned this piece. She writes in part that diversity, equity, and inclusion trainings are designed to help organizations become more welcoming to members of traditionally marginalized groups. Advocates of DEI make bold promises. Diversity workshops can foster better intergroup relations, improve the retention of minority employees, close recruitment gaps, and so on. The only problem? There's little evidence that many of these initiatives work. This is another example of a public policy and even more often a private corporate policy that has no effect whatsoever other than to make you feel good. And this admission comes from the New York Times, the harbinger of all things that are woke and progressive. Now, her comments weren't just necessarily opinions. Her comments about how there's little evidence that these initiatives work was actually backed by the two largest studies ever of the effects of diversity, equity, inclusion training. Diversity training has been around the workplace since, I don't know, the 60s. And it's had little to negative effect on the long-term goals of this DEI initiative. In one of these studies, the authors noted that, quote, we have been speaking to employers about this research for more than a decade with the message that diversity training is likely the most expensive and least effective diversity program around. The price tag for corporate America, meaning that you're paying for it in the goods and services that you buy, is astronomical. I'll give you an example. After the death of George Floyd and all those riots, the grifters that run these DEI workshops, in the year 2020 alone, raked in $3.4 billion. Now, you take that across corporate America, the $3.4 billion. Those costs were passed on to the consumers of those companies' goods and services. So you end up paying more. Now there's a website called Report Linker. They estimate that the industry is expected to reach $17 billion, up from $3.4 billion in just four short years. So corporate America, and when I say corporate America, I'm talking about, you know, most small companies, 50 employees or fewer, are generally exempt from these. But more than 50 employees, you're going to have to put in a diversity, equity, inclusion training program. Our company has one. In fact, we just went through some testing on it. And I found the tests, don't tell them I said this, but I found the tests. You didn't really have to pay attention to what the speaker was telling you because the questions were just basic common sense questions. They were, the answers were basic common sense. You shouldn't and ought not be a racist. You ought to treat everyone with equality and humility and decency. In fact, you ought to just be a good human being. That ought to be the answer to every single one of the questions. And then you have the whole issue of critical race theory, which I know is a mess to walk into. But critical race theory tends to tell minorities that they're being oppressed, whether an individual or a group writ large is being oppressed or not, and that perpetual victimhood somehow gives them special knowledge. You know, if you have any common sense, well, let's go, you know, think about this. Thomas Sowell wrote one time, if I can get this right. Thomas Sowell wrote something to the effect that racism, the word racism, is like ketchup. You can put it on just about anything. And demanding evidence of you not being a racist makes you a racist. So I think if you have any common sense whatsoever, you can see right away how destructive, how divisive, how nonsensical this ideology is. It's also very clearly is a it's a denomination of secular religious teachings. How can one conduct a business when the workers are actually being divided? Go back to that New York Times opinion piece. Ms. Wong, in that piece, points out this. Many of these trainings run counter to the views of most Americans of any color, on race and equality. And these programs, she says, are generating exactly the sort of backlash that research predicts that they will create. You know, Morgan Freeman once made the apt observation that racism comes to an end when we stop giving up power. Stop talking about it, Morgan Freeman said. I think that sentiment actually ought to go a little further. The overreaction that squarely advocates for reverse racism, namely through diversity, equity, inclusion training programs, harms everybody and helps no one. I have a friend, an Asian friend, whose organization is doing diversity, equity, inclusion training. And so he's shown me the program. And ironically, the diversity, equity, inclusion program is being taught by two white females. And it's almost as if they're acting as white saviors. As if, here, let me tell you, this diverse group of individuals in his organization, there are Hispanics, there are blacks, there are Asians, there are white people. It's truly a rainbow of different ethnicities and races in his organization. And they all work together toward a common goal. And yet their parent organization is requiring them to go through this training, being taught by two white females. And I do, when I look at the materials, I think it's as if white people are acting as white saviors here. Let us show you how not to be racist. Let us show you how to be inclusive. Oh, you're already doing it? Yeah, you're not doing it well enough. Let us show you how to do it better. It's crazy what's going on. And all I ask is, whether you agree or disagree, you simply stop and think about it. Hey, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Tune in next time.
Tired of expensive vet bills? Temporary prescriptions still leaving your pet itchy with a dull coat or fur loss? It all starts with their food. Add DinoVite to supplement the nutrients they're missing to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for dogs by using code DOG at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code RADIO25.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses to the media to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.